On February 5, Pat Henderson, the proprietor of the Knitting Room situated at 11 Columbia Walk in Elliott Lake, formally announced the sale of the esteemed local yarn store. The new owner will be Christine Hooper Chanchusi, a resident of Elliott Lake, who is set to assume ownership on June 1, 2025. Henderson acquired the business in 2019 and has devoted over 6 years of her life to providing crafters and artists with the necessary supplies. "It's finally time to retire. My age has caught up with me," said Henderson. While the new owners plan to maintain the store's identity and commitment to quality products, one notable change will be the removal of Christian-themed merchandise from the inventory. This decision reflects the new ownership's vision for the store, which aims to broaden its appeal to a wider range of customers. In anticipation of the closing and to facilitate a smooth transition, the Knitting Room will host a series of sales aimed at reducing inventory levels over the next 3 months. Customers are encouraged to stay informed about these promotions by following the store's updates on Facebook, ensuring they don't miss out on special offers. Additionally, in recognition of the loyal customer base that has supported the Knitting Room over the years, all Christian-themed products will also be offered at a discount during this period. This sale not only provides a chance for customers to purchase items at a reduced price but also allows the store to honor its previous inventory before the transition to new ownership. The Knitting Room has long been a staple in the local crafting community, known for its welcoming atmosphere and extensive selection of yarns, tools, and accessories. As the store prepares for this new chapter, both Henderson and the incoming owners express their commitment to maintaining the store's legacy of community engagement. As the changing of the guard begins, Henderson expresses her enthusiasm for the forthcoming chapter in her life. "I plan to travel, enjoy lunch with friends, and perhaps even attend a movie," Henderson discloses. "I now possess ample time to pursue activities I was unable to engage in while managing the business." She emphasizes her commitment to remaining an active member of the Elliott Lake community. Furthermore, Henderson affirms that the store will continue to be devoted to offering a diverse array of products to cater to the needs of the crafting community.